no word as far as how much this parade will cost the New York taxpayers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With more news on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky raised a few eyebrows on Tuesday when he compared himself to former President Barack Obama.
You know, I find myself once again in the same position as President Obama. We both oppose reparations, and we both are the descendants of slaveholders.
With more news regarding the senator, President Trump took to Twitter on Tuesday, weighing in on Amy McGrath's decision to enter the 2020 Senate race against the Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky. The president implied in a tweet that McGrath isn't qualified to take McConnell's position. Regarding that challenge, Josh Holmes is the former chief of staff to Senator McConnell. He tells Fox News,
she lost a district in Lexington, Kentucky, the 6th district, that is pretty Democratic. Registration-wide, it's Democratic plus, you know, 3, 4, 5%. The state of Kentucky as a whole is much, much more Republican. Donald Trump carried it by 30 points in 2016. He's on the ballot in 2020. And so Amy McGrath is going to be a huge liberal superstar, but the math is not there for her to win at this point. But she is going to raise a boatload of money from liberal activists
that are targeting
McConnell.
McGrath's campaign did announce they raised $2.5 million in the first 24 hours since announcing that she was challenging the Senate Majority Leader. For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a new edition. Excuse me, with glasses on, we're going to do that. A new edition of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I'm the owner of Maven Hill Interior Designs right here in the Flemington area on Route 202, 176 Route 202, 31 in Ringo's, New Jersey, across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. Well, we have an interesting show today. I didn't get to get all of it up on social media to show you what we're going to do. But today is sort of I'm a little bit favorite child thing on our program when it comes to paint colors, because I'm just more familiar with the Benjamin Moore paint deck. But, you know, there are some beautiful, wonderful colors that come through with Sherwin-Williams. So today's show is going to be Fair Time. It's all about Sherwin-Williams and their best of the best, their colors, the things that I found. I spent a couple of hours over at their local store in Flemington on the Circle. Very nice people there, and picked out some of the best of the best. So we are going to take some commercial messages. I'm going to get set up. I'm going to talk about, get your pens and pencils out today. I have some super Sherwin-Williams colors for you after these messages.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Let's take a look at today's weather. Okay, so the National Weather Service is telling me that this afternoon it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 89 degrees. Good pool day if you have one. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low of 68 degrees. On Thursday, not good news, folks, 20 to 60% chance of heavy rain with a high of 85 degrees. Thursday night, continued 70% chance of heavy rain and thunder showers with a low of 70. On Friday, there's a 50% chance of showers with a high of 89. Friday night, a slight chance of thunderstorms, but then mostly clear with a low of 67. On Saturday, I'm seeing sunshine, a beautiful, clear, sunny day with a high of 88 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 68. Winter, folks, Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 89. So it looks like we're going to have maybe 50% chance of showers on Friday, but Saturday and Sunday, beautiful, sunny pool days. Well, my name is Richard Christopher Scudero. Our program is called Modern Design, and we meet here every Wednesday for the past 6 years from 2 to 3 live right here streaming on Facebook as well as all over the Internet with everything related to decorating your home and making things as beautiful and as upscale as possible. So our topic today continues to be paint colors and trends, but I happen to be I'm an equal opportunity employer. I don't know. I do know the Benjamin Moore colors a lot better, so I tend to give you a lot of advice when it comes to Benjamin Moore. But equally as good is another paint company that I have used that my painters like called Sherwin-Williams. Maybe not as brand recognized in this area, but around the country, probably Sherwin-Williams is more popular in the South, in the West. We're kind of in Benjamin Moore country in New Jersey here, but wonderful colors. I spent a couple of hours today in the Flemington store going through with the manager some of the most popular colors, but more important, the ones that I really like, the ones that stuck out to me. So I'm going to show you some things. It's going to be very visual. I hope I can give you this. If you go into Sherwin-Williams, if you're not familiar with Sherwin-Williams, big company, and they really have a good product. I'm going to talk about some of the books I went through. The first one is called Trendsetter, so I'll put that up so you can see it, and some amazing trends, and I'm going to talk about some of the trend colors, as we often do on our program here on Modern Design, about what's trending. What you'll notice from this picture is some of the things that are actually trending. If you look at this, you see that a lot of it is highlighted by pink, and amazingly, after all these years, there is a return with all the grays to pink, so I'm going to show you some interesting pink colors. One of the projects I'm working on now, we did two rooms, a mostly gray house, but two rooms in different types of pink. In fact, in our powder room, we did a really interesting wallpaper that also has a little bit of pink in it. So pink and gray have a nice natural synergy. So that was one of the trends to look at. I loved this one, and I love this one. This is called the Minimalist. Now, these are all things that you can pick up at your local Sherwin-Williams retailer. They are free, and they're going to give you perspectives of maybe new looks. So things like this are very helpful before you actually take on paint. If you look at this specific picture, the word calm is used because it's sort of soft and calm. Pale blues are restful and calm and are very good for bedrooms. Bedrooms and blues and greens, bathrooms and blues and greens are thought to be restful, calm colors. So that's another one I thought was very pretty. And I'm going to talk about some of the specifics within that that group that I really liked. The next one that they have is Naturalist, and that's a lot of greens. Green has always been one of my favorite colors, so I'm going to put this up so you can try to take a look at what that looks like. I'll try to get as close as I can to camera so that you can see that. And a lot of greens and natural elements. You know, I don't think green has ever gone out of style. There are different types of greens through the years, but green is a wonderful, calming, natural color and pairs well with grays. Greens and grays have a natural synergy and really look nice together. So I'll talk about some of those. The next series that they have that I liked and I found some inspiration in for Sherwin-Williams was called Dreamer. And these were colors that help you to relax. There were a lot of sort of whites and grays in this and things that were maybe a little bit different and interesting. How interesting can white and gray be? Well, there are a lot of grays that are a little bit interesting. And white isn't as clear as you might think. There are a lot of different whites, and we're going to talk about that and how to sort of differentiate between what's a white wall color and what's a white trim color. So that's something else to think about for inspiration. Then they had a series of colors called Empower, my Empower colors, and those are bold colors. We're not seeing as many of those, but they are very striking when they do happen, especially if you have an all-gray palette. So this one is called Free Spirit. This is another collection that they have at Sherwin-Williams. And if you notice, the room, the walls are painted gray. It's a monochromatic room, but the pop color is the headboard. The headboard has been painted out in a very strong color, and that's how people are decorating using color now. Here's an opportunity. We'll talk about some of the pop colors mixed into the things that I like in the collection. I picked a few from the Free Spirit collection. Then the next collection, there's lots of these, huh? The next collection is called Creative, and these are my inspired colors. Now, these I liked particularly because they are a combination of my favorite, which is blues, greens, and grays. And if I show you this picture, you'll see that, try to get as close as possible here. You'll see that they're a combination of blues, greens, and grays. And there's a freshness to them if you look at that. You know, with a gray palette, it's important that we infuse some color, as you can see here as well, so it becomes somewhat interesting. And I think that does it. And a lot of my colors today are navy blues and greens. And some light blues too, actually, I should say. The next one is called The Nurturer, and this is sort of welcoming colors. Lots of grays in this palette. And it's a funny thing when you do multiple grays, the subtlety of the shades brings something out. You know, you pick up something from gray to gray, where one gray will have a little bit of blue in it. But when you put the two grays together, the blue sort of becomes highlighted. So this is called The Nurturer Collection. I did pick, I think, one of them as my choices of colors that I liked. And that's real pretty there. That's a fireplace, actually, that was done all out in gray. You know, I like this so much. I'm working on one of my projects. I'm working on a beautiful historic home in Bucks County, actually in Washington's Crossing, and they have a fireplace similar to this, and it's painted out in electric blue. And I thought to myself, I need the perfect gray to make that really pop. I think I'm going to use this gray. I really, really like the way this looks. I wouldn't have maybe thought to go that route with the color on a fireplace, but what do you guys think of that? You know, our phone lines are open. They're working. They're up. If you'd like to give us a call and tell us what you're thinking about colors, or maybe you've worked with some of the Sherwin-Williams products, tell us what you think. Be honest. Our phone lines are open at 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. The next collection that I looked at, now they really do a good job. These are all the different collections that are available to you through Sherwin-Williams, and they have a great marketing department. So there's two more. Seems like I showed you a lot of them. And this one is just their whites, their collection of whites, their finest whites. And white is, you know, heavily used today, but whites and grays pair well together. They're wonderful neutrals. And where you have white, you should have some gray when you're updating your home, and that's a sample of a kitchen. Of course, kitchens are still pretty much white. So important that we have a white kitchen. We don't want white walls. We're going to have some contrast. Not necessarily too much contrast, but this is sort of a white and sort of a neutral gray palette, which is quite clean and quite striking. We'll talk about whites. In fact, we're going to start out with whites because I think whites are critically important now that the color palettes have gotten so minimal and so simple that I think whites are very important to talk about. And finally, the last one in their collections that they're touting is the Enthusiast. And these are sort of bold and shocking colors. So if you take a look at this one wasn't as much of my favorite as some of the other ones. Some of them are the calm and tranquil ones were my favorite. But this also gives you an idea of how to make your place updated, but not always be all gray. You know, here's a chance to do some pop, and it's still in style, which is a good thing to do. So our topic today is Sherwin-Williams paint colors, the best paint colors. I did my picks. I spent about a couple hours today going through the store with the manager of what sells the best, but also my picks within these categories. So we're going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back with our wonderful show. Get your pencil and paper ready. Best choices from this decorator for Sherwin-Williams colors. After this.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I've been an interior decorator and these days more of a contractor for the past 22 years, working throughout the tri-state area on wonderful projects. Some of the projects for the summer, I'm very lucky with my new crew at 52 and Blue Media. I have some opportunities to shoot some things. So what we're going to do is we're going to work on that. We've shot some stuff already, some of the projects before and after, and I'll have pictures for you that we will show here in studio, both here at the radio station and then down in Princeton on the Comcast channel. So some fun stuff, that things that are coming to fruition, where I really want to show you trends and actually locally with some projects that we're doing. But our topic today happens to be Sherwin-Williams and the best choice of paint colors. So I spent about 2 hours today with the wonderful people over at the Sherwin-Williams location closest to us here in Flemington on the Circle, which was kind of hard to do because they're paving the parking lot, but I got in there and we did it. So I want to start with whites. Before the commercial break, we talked about the different color palettes that Sherwin-Williams has that kind of makes it easier when you're trying to find a palette, and they have suggested colors. But I've taken what they have done there, passed that on to you, and then I did my picks, the things that I thought were wonderful. Now, I'm going to put this up, which is going to look like nothing to you, but this is Sherwin-Williams. It's 7006. 7006. It's called Extra White. And this is a very important color, and whites in general are very important to talk about. Now, with the trends of grays and the lighter neutral colors going from space to space and less saturated color, whites needed to become whiter. In fact, in my 22-year tenure, I was never a big fan of linen white or the off-whites as trim colors. I always went towards whiter whites, and for many years I used the actual white from both Sherwin-Williams and Benjamin Moore Deck's white semi-gloss as trim for many of my projects, and then the ceiling white, the standard ceiling white for both for ceilings. But as the colors started to change and we weren't seeing the burgundies and the olives and the golds and the russet so much anymore, and the colors were becoming so neutral, grays and grayses, there wasn't enough contrast anymore. So you had to pick a whiter white, not sort of like gleam toothpaste white, but a whiter white so there's contrast. So in the Sherwin-Williams team, that's SW7006. It's called Extra White. Easy to remember. It's whiter than their standard white. It gives a little bit of contrast when you have a light color. Now, this is a little bit probably tricky to do because you're going to see this on your computer screen, but I'm randomly going to pick a soft sort of gray color that I like, and this will help you kind of see what I'm talking about. So the color that I'm going to show you, that's sort of a neutral gray, a light neutral gray, maybe more of a grayish actually now that I look at it, this is in the Trendsetter collection that we talked about earlier, is SW Sherwin-Williams 7022, SW7022, and that color is called Alpaca. So if you take a look at this, this is sort of I would say it was more of a grayish. It's a light gray with a little bit of brown in it. Very good to do from room to room and hallways in bigger spaces, and of course you pop this with what you do with your decorating. The problem is, if your trim is off-white, this doesn't seem to register as a color. Now, I'm going to try to do this, and I do color consultations every day at Maven Hill Designs, but what I try to do is always have a bright neutral with me, and then I do my color consulting against the bright neutral. So I don't know if this will work well on camera, but I'm going to try to do that. If you can, I'll get as close as I possibly can at arm's length there and show you now when I pair the Alpaca, this Sherwin-Williams 7022 Alpaca with the Super White, what happens to that color? It becomes more of a color because it's the contrast, it's the depth that works. And not only does that work for the color that's on the wall, it also works the other way for the trim, because now the trim stands out more because there is contrast. So when picking paint colors, I would definitely say on trend would be to go to a whiter white as your base. And another thing to do is with these whites that you're working on, pair them together. So all your trim, and trim includes window trim, doors, baseboard molding, anything that's trim and framing should be in this case, in Sherwin-Williams, it's extra white semi-gloss. It's terrific. It's protective. But you can take that same color, that same extra white, and put it on the ceiling. Just do it in a ceiling-formulated flat paint. But that's nice. That's a way to carry the look up and then have the wall color, which is often more neutral now, stand out. It gives you the maximum effect you can have when using lighter colors. So the first color on my list that I recommend that's an actual color for walls is, once again, Sherwin-Williams Alpaca. I'll put that up again. It's sort of a light gray, a little bit of brown in it, almost a grayish, not quite a grayish, but a great color for you to take a look at. It's in the Trendsetter collection and really works well, and I think is very, very agreeable to most tastes. Now I'm going to go to something that's a little bit of a change, and it's something that we talked about in the Trendsetter collection, is that I am seeing a return to pink, and it first came to my attention last Christmas. I do a lot of articles. I do a lot of speaking at different events, and I was doing something about holiday entertaining and holiday decorating, and I came across this article, something called Millennial Pink, and that there was a return to sort of pink in decorating, especially with all the grays. And, you know, pink has been gone for such a long time. It almost looks fresh again. And I saw a tree that was done in touches of pinks and silvers and metallics. What a nice combination. And that sort of was in the back of my mind that pink may be returning. I often just browse the stores just to get ideas. And I was in Pottery Barn yesterday late in the day looking for something for a client. I noticed a lot of the pillows and the accent colors were all pink and pink iCat and pink different fabrics, pink and gray. So pink is a color that's, again, becoming increasingly popular. And when you have a very large house, one of the projects I'm working on has a very large house with lots of gray room after gray room after gray room. My client said she wanted a pink room. She had a lot of things from her family. She had an heirloom bedspread, and she had a lot of things that were agreeable to pink. So in this case, I picked my second choice for wall color, which I loved, and it's Sherwin-Williams. So that's, again, SW6303, and that's called rose-colored. So I'm going to put that up so you can see what that color looks like. Try to hold that steady so you can see it. So it's Sherwin-Williams, SW6303. And what I like about this is also in the Trendsetter collection, and it has an LRV of 52. Now, I've talked about this on the show before. LRV means light reflecting value. And you want to be very careful when you paint a room that's dark that you have a high light reflecting value, because it balances the color and the light in a room. So there is some sort of a little bit of a science numerically to this when you want to get a room. Decorating, as I always said, is a sense of balance, right? So if the trim was painted black, the ceiling was painted black, and the walls were painted black, you wouldn't see anything. So you need to have surfaces to be painted or to bring light so that they reflect each other well and balanced. And that's what something like an all-gray palette with maybe one small room in that color, a soft rose. This is a very sophisticated pink, if you can sort of get a visualization of what it looks like. It's sort of a fleshy pink. It's not a juvenile pink. It's a kind of a wonderful, rich pink. I could see this being used in maybe half the walls in a powder room. Maybe on a headboard wall, slightly feminine, if you were doing an all-gray palette and you're having a wonderful gray upholstered headboard and having the rose-colored color on, that might be a nice palette to do, and definitely pairs well with Sherwin-Williams Extra White. Now I'm going to show you another color, another gray, a richer gray that I like a lot. I would say this was a grayish. I see some brown in this gray. A lot. You have to be very careful with grays. Grays are the combination, the direct combination of black and white. So you know that thing, the color spectrum, you know when you look at a rainbow in the sky? That's sort of the diffusion of light, which has a lot of different colors. So the balance can pick up a lot of subtle shades. So you have to be more careful with gray than any other color, because you may think from a chip this size that you're getting one color, but when it's done in mass, you might find that you're getting a different color. Now this color is called Mink. and it's Cheryl Williams, SW6004, and this is a more intense grayish. So I'm going to put up mink so you can take a look at it. It has an LRV ratio of 21. It's also in the Trendsetter collection. I was heavy today on the Trendsetter color because I always like to bring things to the surface that seem kind of new. And this is a grayish. It's not too brown, but it's a more intense gray. So perhaps if you were painting the outside of a small home, this would be a wonderful color to richen it up with white trim, maybe a pop of color at the front door. Or perhaps you have a tray ceiling and you want to put a darker version of gray in it. This darker gray is a wonderful color. Perhaps you're doing a fireplace or a headboard wall and you want to bring some richness to it. This SW6004 Mink is a really beautiful. It's neutral, but it's sophisticated and it has some power to it. So that's another color that I really thought was beautiful. As we're doing these, I'm pairing them together, and the palette that we've done so far with the grayishes and the white and the pinks, really pretty together and very fresh. You know, in the 1980s, pink and gray were all the rage, and then, of course, they became dated like everything else, and we moved on. But they really have a new freshness to them. They're slightly different than they were before. The pink is more fleshy. The gray has brown in it. But really nice and good-looking together. So I'm going to change pace a little bit, and then we'll take some commercial messages. And I want to go into some of the greens because I want people to use color again mixed in with a palette of gray. So I'm going to put up the first green that I like, and it's SW Sherwin-Williams 9164. SW Sherwin-Williams 9164. It's called Elusive Green. And I'm curious how this comes up on the computer screen, because Elusive Green really looks great. And gray and green together are probably my favorite. They are the colors of nature. You know, when wood ages, it gets gray, right? If you have a piece of teak and you give it some time out in the elements, it becomes gray. So gray and greens are beautiful together. And this is the first one in the Nurturer collection. And it has a light reflecting ratio of 29. So this is a lovely, lovely color. There's a lot of areas where you could do this. It's a little bit on the saturated color aside, so you don't want to do it in a small room. But again, a very sophisticated greenish-gray color could be used on the outside of a house very well. A lot of applications for this green-gray color. Okay, we're going to do one more, and then we're going to have to go to a quick news break. I'm going to leave you with something that's a little bit more on the neutral side. I would say that this color is a combination. It's a gray, but I see a lot of color in the undertones. And this one is called Sensible Hue, Sensible H-U-E. It's a Sherwin-Williams color, again, SW for Sherwin-Williams, 6198, and it's called Sensible Hue. I really love this color. In my eyes, in my estimation, this is a wonderful sort of neutral, mid-tone neutral. It has a light reflecting ratio of 46. It's in the Nurturer collection, a very nice natural color. It really could be paired with a lot of other colors. And it was one of my choices for a beautiful neutral. Okay, we're going to take a quick news break. We'll refresh. I have tons of colors to show you today. In fact, we'll probably run out of time before the end of our segment. You can always reach Maven Hill Designs to get any of the information that's on any of our broadcasts. And of course, if you do watch Facebook, we do throughout the week, we do watch parties, so you can get this information again or contact us at Maven Hill for anything you've seen on our programs at 908-884-0770. We'll take a quick news break and we'll be back with a lot more. Today is Sherwin Williams Day, the most trending best picks.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is revamping the nation's organ transplant and kidney dialysis systems. Speaking in Washington, D.C. today, the president says he will be issuing an executive order to bring new hopes to millions of Americans who have kidney disease.
In 2017, kidney disease was the ninth leading cause of death in the United States.
It's estimated that up to 30 million Americans have chronic kidney disease. Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants people to get ready with a potential tropical storm in the Gulf of Mexico.
Begin preparing your property. Begin preparing your supplies. Begin preparing your lines of communication to your family members. Begin preparing to know exactly where it is that you will be going to in the event that you have to evacuate.
Abbott says the storm could evolve into a hurricane, but noted it's impossible to tell where the storm would go or its strength. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
The British ambassador to the U.S. resigns after some memos of his were leaked. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The UK ambassador to the United States resigning after the recent leak of diplomatic cables that were highly critical of the Trump administration. Kim Darroch stepping down today, telling the UK's Foreign Office the current situation's made it impossible for him to do his role effectively. President Trump recently tweeting that Darroch was a very stupid guy.
The U.S. women's soccer team has the keys to New York City following a ceremony at City Hall. Team star Alex Morgan says the city's tribute to the team has been amazing.
Thank you so much, New York City, for coming out. Over a million people, plenty more. And I want to just thank Mayor de Blasio for giving us another key soon enough to the City Hall. Soon enough, you're going to need to change your locks.
No word as far as how much this parade will cost the New York taxpayers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With more news on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky raised a few eyebrows on Tuesday when he compared himself to former President Barack Obama.
You know, I find myself once again in the same position as President Obama. We both oppose reparations, and we both are the descendants of slaveholders.
With more news regarding the senator, President Trump took to Twitter on Tuesday, weighing in on Amy McGrath's decision to enter the 2020 Senate race against the Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky. The president implied in a tweet that McGrath isn't qualified to take McConnell's position. Regarding that challenge, Josh Holmes is the former chief of staff to Senator McConnell. He tells Fox News,
she lost a district in Lexington, Kentucky, the 6th district that is pretty Democratic. Registration-wide, it's Democratic plus, 3, 4, 5%. The state of Kentucky as a whole is much, much more Republican. Donald Trump carried it by 30 points in 2016. He's on the ballot in 2020. And so Amy McGrath is going to be a huge liberal superstar, but the math is not there for her to win at this point. But she is going to raise a boatload of money from liberal activists that are targeting McConnell.
McGrath's campaign did announce they raised $2.5 million in the first 24 hours since announcing that she was challenging the Senate Majority Leader. For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs and now Maven Hill Design Build in New Jersey, doing projects all over the tri-state area. A lot of interesting and new projects this summer. One of the things that I'm working on commercially is a wonderful restaurant in New Providence called Moe's Bistro. It's inside the Best Western Hotel in New Providence. Don't be fooled by the Best Western name. This is a five-star restaurant and really upscale, delicious food. And we're building a patio, which is kind of a fun thing to do. So all the summer trends and ideas and things that we're doing with outdoor dining are kicking in, wonderful lighting and little nooks and some unusual planters and things that we're creating. I don't want to give away too much. I'm sure I'll have them on an upcoming show talking about doing things with your home, and especially a patio space, because some of them can certainly, the trends and ideas can definitely spill over to your home and things that we can do. Our topic today happens to be, because I talk so much about Benjamin Moore, but Sherwin Williams, they've been on the radio show here many times. They've been on my television show down at PCTV and on Comcast. Has wonderful colors, and the more I get to see their palette and their colors, the more I like them. Their colors are distinct and different. Benjamin Moore has gorgeous colors, but Sherwin Williams has gorgeous colors, and some of them are... some people are just more familiar with Sherwin-Williams from where they've lived and the marketing, and some people are more Benjamin Moore. But I love to do equal time, and you always get better if you know the palette for both. So I'm talking about some of the picks that I had. I spent about 2 hours today going through the store, the trends, the different collections, which I gave you earlier in the broadcast. I want to talk about something that I see happening a lot and people are doing. I'm certainly doing quite a bit of it, and that is... people are painting differently. People are doing things a little bit differently than they have before. Classically, and still, you know, for the most part, when I work on somebody's trim for their house, we're doing whites. And now, of course, I told you before, the commercial and the news, we're doing whiter whites. But there is a trend that I see happening that I really like. And that is, I guess it's been about for 5 years now, but now it seems I'm doing it on all projects. Your staircase, your banister. I see people, instead of doing their banister in a wood-stained color, they're now painting their banisters, and a lot of contrast on the banister in an all-gray palette. So perhaps I'll just take one project I'm working on. I'm painting the walls Benjamin Moore Stonington Gray with crisp white trim. When it came to the staircase, the homeowner didn't want their oak, mid-tone oak-stained banister anymore. They wanted it painted. So when I took a look at the blacks, the black colors I could use, they seemed a little bit harsh. So the homeowner challenged me to come up with a dark color, a dark gray or a soft black, and do that as the banister color. So here's currently how I like to do... pretty much, depending upon the staircase, but to an updated staircase, I like to take the banister and the newel posts that are at the ends and paint them a dark, saturated gray or soft black color. Then I like to take the spindles and paint them in a bright white, the same trim color as throughout the house. I like to take the tread or the top part of the stair and have that match. There's a lot to this. Have that match whatever the flooring is. So the flooring on the first floor to the second floor, what flooring you want the treads to match. But then the risers, the part that comes up, and the stringers, the part on the side, match the spindles. So I'll break that down a little bit because that's a little bit complicated because there's a lot of architecture to a staircase. In a staircase, as you're going upstairs, you have the banister that you hold on to. We're painting that these days a soft black or a dark gray as a change. The spindles that you see, we're painting out with a brighter white, a super white or an extra white trim color now. The risers, where it comes up, the stringers on the side are being painted that same bright white. The treads match whatever the floor is because they're on the same level. They're the same flat surface. And that's how we're painting out staircases these days. So having said that, I've had to sort of invest in some darker grays to use for the banister. The banister and newel post really can be a very big amount of area to be painted. So I have a couple of colors in the palette for Sherwin-Williams that I really like for banisters. And the first one, I probably like the most, that color is called Iron Ore, Iron O-R-E. It's a Sherwin-Williams color, 7069. In fact, I like this color a lot because I painted a house, a contemporary house, about 4 years ago in Iron Ore, and I never forgot how nice that color looked. So I'm going to put Iron Ore up. It's a very dark gray or almost even soft black. It's in the Nurturer selection series. It has a light reflecting value of 3. It's a very dark color. but in the right application, it's perfect. There's a lot of drama to it, and it doesn't pick up a lot of undertones. It's a really good, very dark gray. That's Sherwin-Williams 7069 Iron Ore. It's also a great exterior color if you want to make your house a dark gray. The next color that I think is a good color for a banister is a gray that has a lot of brown in it. And that's called Thunder Gray, Sherwin-Williams Thunder Gray. And that's 7645, Sherwin-Williams SW7645. This is the Thunder Gray. This is also a really good banister color. Now, you should try to get the banister color to work well with your wall color. Not be the same, but coordinate well. The next one is called Folkstone. I'll spell that for you, Folkstone. Now, this is a brown gray. There's a lot of brown in this. So if your walls were not gray, if they were an earth tone color, this may be a viable option. You know, perhaps maybe you have a home that's sort of arts and crafts and more in the beiges or beiges with a little bit of gray. This could be a nice color for you. And that is Sherwin-Williams 6005. It's called Folkstone. It's a dark gray, but it has a lot of brown in it. So if your palette is neutral and tans, this may be a wonderful, viable, updated option. And it's in the minimalist collection at Sherwin-Williams. The next dark gray that I like a lot is called Gray's Harbor. And that's Sherwin-Williams SW6236. It's a nice gray. There's a little bit of blue in the undertones here, and this is in the Dreamer collection. It has a light reflecting ratio of 12. It's a dark one, but not as dark as some of the others. There's a little bit of blue in the undertones, and that's a nice color to do your banister in your house in or an accent in. And there are two more, which I consider soft blacks. Not a true black, but soft black. You can, with a certain architecture or style, if you're a little bit more on the trendy side, do your banister in these, or maybe perhaps a front door if you're looking for a black front door. Good shutter color too. These two blacks are slightly soft, but they're both blacks. I'm going to put them both up now so you can maybe see them, and then I'll do them individually. They're soft blacks. They're not a true black. Great for a banister color. Great for a front door or shutters. The first one is SW, Sherwin-Williams 6991. It's called Black Magic. Nice color for dramatic black. And the second one is SW6258, which I think I like a little bit more. And that's called Tricorn, Tricorn Black, Tricorn Black. Light reflecting a value of 3, which means you're not going to get much light off of this. But it's great as an accent, great as a banister color, shutter color, and so on. Again, in the Trendsetter collection, things that pop. So people are painting different. They are painting more neutral. They're painting accent colors. And we're seeing the cool end of the spectrum. A lot of the colors, except for the pink I showed you, were in the cool end of the spectrum. And that sort of continues with the blues. Blues are exploding. They're so popular right now. I'm going to talk about some of the interesting dark blues, not necessarily a pure navy, but dark blues that I think are very pretty and slightly different from each other. I love navy. I talked about on the show that last year I made a major change and went navy and white with my dining room with pops of citrus green, and I just absolutely love it. It's so fresh looking. I'm glad I did it. Now, here's a color I haven't used yet, but I'm in love with and I can't wait to try. It's a navy-ish color, a little bit of gray in it. It's called Salty Dog, an interesting color. So, color name, there you go. Salty Dog, it's Sherwin-Williams, SW9177. It's called Salty Dog. It's part of the Trendsetter collection. It has a light reflecting ratio of 5, so it's a dark color. I could see this in a dining room. Maybe you have a wainscot or an interesting molding on the bottom that's white, and you do this above it. Really nice. Or maybe you have a headboard wall with a neutral headboard, and you want to have a pop. That's a great application for a color like this in the Trendsetter collection, and that's called Salty Dog. I like that color a lot. And then there's one that's a little bit lighter. If you're looking for a blue but you're afraid to go too dark, this is a sort of a light version of a dark blue. And it's called Indigo Batik. Indigo, B-A-T-I-K. It's Sherwin-Williams 7602. 7602. Indigo Batik, B as in boy, A-T-I-K. Nice. If you're looking for a dark blue but don't want to go too dark, this is a really nice one. It has a higher light reflecting ratio. It has an 8. So it's higher than some of the other ones that I've showed you that are supposed to be in the navy range. But it's still a rich color. Very nice. And finally, there's another color that I like a lot. In fact, this is a color I'd like to use perhaps in the dining room or somewhere where it's grounded with a lot of white, so there's some drama to it. Maybe a library, maybe a different application. And this is called Moscow Midnight. Interesting color name. Moscow Midnight. And it's Sherwin-Williams SW9142. And this, of course, is a dark blue in the navy range, but there's a lot of green in the undertones. So I could see this in perhaps if you love the coastal style, maybe you do a very tall wainscoting with an art rail around, and then you bring this sort of really rich dark blue which has some green in it. Really, really kind of nice and fresh looking. And this is in the Creative Collection. It has a light reflecting ratio also of 5, so it's a dark color. You want to ground this with a lot of white, but a real drama color and good in that dark blue trend and range. I do want to talk about a little bit of the coral and pink trend, which I'm loving a lot. You know, I do like the look of room to room now in gray with white. It took me a while to get used to, but I think it's fresh looking and simple and nice. But pairing it with pinks or corals is nice, and I particularly like corals. So I went out looking for two corals that I liked a lot. We did a sort of a medium coral and a dark coral. And if you're looking to do something maybe as an accent, or perhaps just dedicate a whole room to something really beautiful, there are two that I love in the Sherwin-Williams collection. The first one is called Coral Clay, and that's SW Sherwin-Williams 9005. This is called Coral Clay. Coral Clay is a really beautiful color. It's in the Dreamer collection. It has a light reflecting ratio of 26. And I just want to show you something. If you would pair this with a color like alpaca and a little bit of a white trim, look how wonderful that palette looks. I mean, you look at those. Oops, I'm going to see if I can make this work. I don't have my interns today. Okay, so if you can see the triad of colors here, the extra white, the clay, and then a little bit of the alpaca. Oops, that's not going to work so easy. That's such a beautiful combination, very fresh. And if you have a gray palette and you have a room in that coral, maybe it's a sunroom, right? Maybe it's a library room. What a beautiful color this is. It's, again, in the Dreamer series, SW9005. Beautiful color. Now, here's a color I like a lot. When I had one of my stores many, many years ago, probably about 22, my first store was in Bernardsville, New Jersey, on Claremont Road. And I wanted to come up with a color that people would say, wow, let's see what went in that space. I can see through the windows. Something good is going on. So this is not the color that I did, because I did a Benjamin Moore color at the time, but very, very similar. And this is called Reddish. Now, it couldn't be further away from red, but it's sort of that Nantucket washed kind of looking red. It's really a coral, and it's a beautiful color. It pairs amazing with navy blue, with black, with gray. It's SW6319. It's called Reddish. Not red at all, but really a rich, dark version of coral. It's also in the Trendsetter collection at Sherwin-Williams with a light reflecting value of 21. And this is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful color. I would use this somewhat sparingly and break it up with a lot of trim and white, but an outstanding color. All right, we're going to have a really quick commercial message, and we'll be back to finish up the show. Today is Sherwin-Williams Day, folks.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm Richard Christopher Scuderi. My company is Maven Hill Interior Designs at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey, inside Flemington Fan and Lighting with wonderful lighting solutions. Also carrying all the wonderful fabrics, accessories, and accents at wonderful prices. We're not going to have much time left. We have about 5.5 minutes, so I want to get to my favorite, and we will do a follow-up show. I want to go to some trend colors and put some stuff together here, just to sort of finish up with the best of the best. So I'm going to throw something interesting at you. Here's a color that I like a lot, and I'll show you why in a minute. This color is a sort of a mucky avocado green. And I saw it used in a contemporary way on a contemporary dark gray house, and I thought it was just exquisite. It's Sherwin-Williams 9029, Sherwin-Williams SW9029. It's called Cool Avocado, and there's a lot of yellow in this green, but it's a really good-looking color paired with dark gray. So, you know, it's not often, take a look at it, it's not necessarily looking at colors. Sometimes people will look at colors and say, oh, that's a terrible color. But it's also giving you guys suggestions of using color in the right applications, which make it striking. So this is in the Trendsetter collection. It has a light reflecting value of 46, and it's sort of a yellowy green. And I want to show you something. I'm going to pair it with one of my favorite dark grays. It's sort of a blue gray, but definitely a gray, and it's called a Downing Slate. I love this color, Downing Slate. It's SW2819. And I want to show you how nicely that these colors pair together. Here's the dark gray, and here's the cool avocado. Do you see how nice that would be at a front door if you have a contemporary house? Slated in beautiful slate gray with crisp white trim and that pop at the door. Awesome together. So definitely a trending color and something really, really nice. I want to talk about blue grays and those grays that are in between. And I think we'll have to finish on that today because we are running out of time. But there are colors that I really love that are a combination of blue and gray and look good in so many different lights. I'm going to do a light, a medium, and a dark. In fact, maybe I'll put them all up first so you can see how they range. Let's see here if I can just do it. They're a light, a medium, and a dark, and they are beautiful blue grays that you could do anywhere, and I think they would look really wonderful. And then I'll do them one at a time so we can talk about them. I'm going to start with the lightest. The first one is called Daphne, and that's D-A-P-H-N-E. It's Sherwin-Williams. SW9151. It is a trend-setting color. It has a light reflecting ratio of 32. It's a really pretty color. There's so many places that this could. Perhaps you have a home that has clapboards, a beautiful, maybe a smaller cottage-style home with white trim. This would be a wonderful color to do. It's really beautiful. It's a beautiful blue-gray. I see a little green in the undertones, but a beautiful blue-gray and really pretty and pairs well with a lot of other colors. The middle in that range is called Smoky Blue. I absolutely love this color. Perhaps if you're doing a master bath, I think this might be a nice bath color, a really rich color. Maybe a master bedroom wall or a place that could take a really nice saturated mid-tone blue-gray. It's called Smoky Blue, and it's SW, Sherwin-Williams, 7604, Smoky Blue, and I'll put that up. Really, really a nice color. I think this would pair well with, like, citrus green accents, so maybe if you did this, like, in a dining room, and then you put a bowl, a silver bowl full of, like, Granny Smith green apples, this with green would look really, really nice together. And this is in the Nurturer collection. It has a light reflecting value of 15. And it's called Smoky Blue, kind of one of my favorite new colors, and I really think that'd be kind of nice. And then a very dark version of that with a blue-gray with a little bit of green in the undertones happens to be this color called Sea Serpent. So I guess the sea inspires that there's some green in the undertones. And Sea Serpent is kind of, a dark blue-gray, but it has some green in the undertones as well. And it's Sherwin-Williams. Sherwin-Williams SW7615. It's called Sea Serpent, so I'll put that up. That is in the Nurturer collection. It's got a light reflecting value of 7. It's a dark color. So if you do this, you want to do this sparingly, but a really beautiful, really rich color. It picks up a lot of different colors in the light, or depending upon how saturated the light is in your space. A lot of places that I would do this color, I really like it. This could even be in the right house, a good front door color, because you'd say, what color? That's a nice color, but what color is that? Really nice. It's in the Nurturer collection, light reflecting value of 7. I'm going to put those last three colors up together so you can see the range of those really nice blue grays. They're subtle, so and I don't know if on the computer you're going to be able to get the depth of color. But these are the kind of colors that I'm doing these days, folks. Mostly neutral grays, but pairing them with rich, darker grays that have interesting undertones. And that's the way paint is going, sort of different than before. But these are beautiful colors. They're a color that if you take a chip, you'd say, okay, but then when you see them in mass, you see the undertones, and they become so much more interesting. So they are Sea Serpent, SW7615, Smoky Blue, SW7604, and Daphne, SW9151, all in the Sherwin-Williams collection. So we are at the end of the show now. I hope you got a lot out of today's show. I threw a lot at you. We are going to do another Sherwin-Williams show. I am friendly with some of the people in corporate. I'm going to get them out here in studio. I'm going to do a show here, maybe with some bigger samples and some room shots that are done in some of these colors. Feel free to call our Maven Hill Designs anytime. We do color consultations for $199 every day. The phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Thank you. We have wonderful shows coming up, live shows every Wednesday right here in studio. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day. And don't forget, if you're on Facebook, watch our watch parties. They're all week long. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is speaking to the press this after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer have called for his resignation.
Facts are important, and facts are being overlooked. This matter started as a state matter. It was prosecuted initially by the state of Florida and not by the U.S. Attorney's Office.
The man accused of murdering University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick is being formally charged. The Salt Lake City District Attorney is charging Ayula Ajije with 4 counts.
Criminal homicide, aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, obstructing justice, abuse or desecration of a human body.
And Vice President Mike Pence is in California taking a look at some of the earthquake damage. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell clarifying his position on whether he would stay if the president tried to remove him as head of the Fed Reserve.
If you got a call from the president today or tomorrow, and he said, I'm firing you, pack up, it's time to go, what would you do?
Well, of course I would not do that.
I can't hear you.
My answer would be no.
A toddler dies after falling from a Royal Caribbean ship. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
An investigation continues into the death of an Indiana toddler who fell out of an 11th-story window on a cruise ship. Attorney Michael Winkleman represents the girl's family.
This was one of Royal Caribbean's older ships. This was a 2006 ship. It's my understanding at this point that all of the newer ships, they do not have the same configuration, and they do not have the ability to allow passengers to open whatever window they want in these public areas. So based on, it hasn't even been 48 hours since the incident.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can...